This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day Monday program, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington to welcome you into this Monday. Ken Kessler monitoring social media and the comments about Casey Kasem passing, voiceover artist, commercial artist, host of American Top 40.
Voice of Shaggy.
He was the voice of Shaggy. Started out as a disc jockey in Cleveland, Ohio, suburb of Cleveland, actually, and then went to Cleveland, and then from Cleveland to Chicago, Chicago to San Francisco, San Francisco to Los Angeles. And the rest, as they say, is history. I'm going to, later on in this hour, bring you some pieces of a conversation that Casey and I had a number of years ago. That was 2001, Richie. Is it back to
somewhere 2000? Around there, yeah.
In that vicinity. All right, so items of interest today is the first match as part of the World Cup Championship. The United States will battle Ghana. So, is that a big deal? I don't know. I'm chuckling about Ghana. They are a strong team. What do we know about
I don't know
Ghana?
Much about Ghana. I know that I was talking to some people the other day who are really into the World Cup.
Yeah.
And saying that the Americans will have a tough match, not against Ghana, but just kind of getting through.
Well, are we that good? How good are we in soccer in general?
I think we are good, but I don't think we are good enough to take the Italians and the Brazilians and the elite teams.
Right.
So Ghana, you know.
Well, apparently the Ghana team beat the Americans twice in the last 8 years in these sort of World Cup championship activities. Whether they're as good as they used to be or not remains to be seen. But it is something that a lot of people are interested
I'll
in.
I'll tell you, we went Saturday to a local Mexican restaurant where all the Colombians gathered and watched my wife being Colombian and my kids being part Colombian and my wife's friends. And it was... They won 3-0. They beat Greece, and it was total mayhem. They were going nuts. It was fun, but I mean, you know, being the total Irish gringo, I didn't get it. You know, every time the ball comes within 60 feet of the goal, everybody's going crazy, and then nothing happens. And then it happens again, everybody's going crazy, and then nothing happens. You know, so when they score a goal, they just totally out of their mind. But it was a lot of fun.
Mm. All right, so DeKalb, Illinois is where we go next for today's news from DeKalb. The warm weather has created a problem because somebody in DeKalb County let a bunch of pet snakes out. And they have gone out and multiplied to the dismay of a lot of people in the community.
Uh-oh.
So they asked a reptile rescue group to release more snakes so that they could edge out the venomous ones. There's a national reptile group releasing non-venomous snakes into the area where the venomous snakes are, hopefully to crowd them out. There are copperheads, other poisonous snakes that are troubling residents and killing pets. This is...
that's cattle country, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But they're not going to bother the cows because they couldn't get through the snake, the fangs couldn't get through the leather, the hide of the cows.
Oh, really?
They certainly can get through, but they can get through the dogs, for sure, and cats, and rabbits, and anything else that might be in somebody's yard. So these snakes have become more prevalent in one of the cities more upscale, more upscale area. So they hired a pest control outfit, and the pest control people couldn't do it, but they suggested they talk to some snake group, and the snake group says,
I'm
bring
sorry.
In more snakes.
But if I brought you in to help me get rid of snakes and you said the answer was bring in more snakes, I'm talking to the next guy.
Yeah. All right.
So what happens if you're wrong? Now I've got double the snakes.
Double the number of snakes. Reptiles.
More snakes.
Reptile sightings everywhere. All right, let's see here.
Medusa pest control.
That's good with you. Most people know who Medusa is or was. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Rich at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. The United Church of Christ, the UCC. Who belongs to that sect here? I guess I did when I was a congregation, New England Congregationalist as a kid. They merged with the ENR, the Evangelical and Reform Movement from the Midwest, became the United Church of Christ.
Good Lord.
They voted on, let's see, the 25-member board of directors has called for a national boycott of the name Redskins. The United Church of Christ says the name is racist.
Okay.
The church's national body, which oversees the 5,100 congregations with 1 million members, says that this we have a history of leading successful boycotts and other social movements. A lot of activists belong to the UCC. Boycott experts think this could become a game changer.
Really?
Really. In a related development, in defending it from a growing crescendo of charges and objections that his team name is racist, Dan Snyder, continuing to insist that the word Redskins was chosen to honor the team's Indian coach at the time, William Dietz,
yep,
and some Indian players on the squad, and that he's simply carrying forward this honorable tradition.
And that's what it was.
Yeah. So the people who say, nah, that's not the case, this is just to save money. Cost you a lot of money to change. But apparently this goes back to July of 1933, Richie.
Yeah. People make the argument that if Dan were to change, he could cash in on selling all new jerseys.
Wow. What are some of the other contenders for new names?
There are none.
Ah.
Other people may have, but Dan will not entertain the prospect of a new name.
Mm-hmm. It's always interesting to get.
You know, I would much rather hear, being a Redskins fan, it's just, yes, this is every day you hear somebody saying, we demand a new name. Okay, whatever. Uh-huh. But I would much rather hear it from a church than I would from the Senate.
Right, yeah.
When they step up and they spend our time dealing with something like a private organization's name, you are wasting my money. Sit down, shut up, and go do something worthwhile. Because this has nothing to do with the United States Senate.
Coming up in a moment, a daredevil motorcyclist posts a YouTube video of a high-speed chase. And because of that, he may have to go to jail. Wait to hear this story. You love this story.
GoPro cameras are getting a whole lot of people in trouble nowadays. Yeah.
Well, but they ought not to because they're illegal, right? They're not illegal.
No, but people do illegal things with them attached film them and then post them on YouTube. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid. Yeah. All right, here's something that's very smart. S-M-A-R-T. Smart. BuzzBox Coffee. B-U-Z-Z-B-O-X. Coffee is free for the taking, or for the asking. When you go to DougStefan.com, you see the orange box right-hand side of the home page, or you can call 866-456-7805. Join the many Doug Stefan listeners. I have pages and pages of names. I appreciate your calling 866-456-7805, or better yet, going online to the BuzzBox Coffee location at DougStefan.com, signing up for a free bag of BuzzBox coffee. When you get it, you smell it, you taste it, you'll go back for more and go back for more and go back for more. I can't tell you how many radio stations, how many people listening. The staff love these BuzzBox coffees. They're very different types. You can select from all kinds of Arabica coffees. Yummy stuff if you like that sort of thing. And if you want to help out, that's why I'm promoting this, because I want to help people through World Vision. We're going to buy cows to supply milk and nutrition for thousands of youngsters who don't get nutritional, whether it's milk or meat or whatever it is. I don't hold with the meat part of it, but the milk, we're going to buy a number of cows, a couple, three dozen cows, and provide enough milk for 3,000 people, 3,000 youngsters a day. That's what happens. That's part of the good that you'll have a good feeling about when you order at the BuzzBox Coffee Box at DougStefan.com. Free coffee, get started, read the story, watch the video, and find out why this makes nothing but sense. Especially when you start, it doesn't cost you anything. You know, you ship in the bag, you open up the mailbox, and once you do, you'll be hooked. BuzzBox Coffee, the greatest coffee in the world, official coffee of the Doug Stefan Good Day program at DougStefan.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
I'm going for groceries.
To Grandma's.
I'm going to the mall.
Dance lessons, camping.
Off to basketball.
Going fishing, skipping stones. Going out, going home.
Love is the moments that we share. We've got the energy to get there.
Wherever you're going, the quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Let's drive.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
I was in a Target store over the weekend, and I realized after the fact there was some sort of a glitch in the customer checkout system, which caused delays and long lines at some of the Target stores around the country. There was a brief statement issued that the social media at Target has focused on. Big backups, closed cash registers, and so right away people started thinking, wow, we have another problem. It's only natural.
It was at Target last night.
Yeah, and no problems?
No, zip right through.
Yeah. I've noticed that when I've been in Target, I've been to Target more since the problems last Christmas than I've ever been, and mostly because they have, if I can't get to a local fruit market, like Saturday night I wanted some fruit, so I went over and bought some fruit at the Target, and I found it, and I have found it to be good quality. That's why I've gone there, considering the size of the store and everything. The stuff has not been like you find in some of the other big box stores. So that's why, I don't know, plus I wanted to buy some diapers for Charlotte. So, diapers and fruit, there they are. Together at Target, 21 after, good day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Businesses, new ideas, new inventors, that sort of thing. Also know of my desire to get people familiar with crowdsourcing. So it's interesting, Richie, to note that the Foo Fighters have agreed to play a show in Richmond, Virginia that was orchestrated and crowdfunded without their knowledge. After a campaign by local fans to sell tickets to a show that didn't yet exist, the band announced that they would play. The Twitter message read, "See you soon. Let's have a good time."
That's awesome.
The crowdfunding campaign launched in March by a freelance creative director and copywriter who sought to bring them back to his hometown for their first show in Richmond since 1993, apparently. And so the organizers had a goal of selling 1,400 tickets at $50 each to a concert in order to convince the band to return. Credit cards were charged if the show sold out, and the contributions would be returned if the band didn't come to play. So they raised, as of Saturday, $70,000. A couple of local businesses, Brown's Volkswagen and Sugar Shack Donuts, donated $5,000 to the campaign, because that's what you have to do. You've got to have somebody seed it to get it started and make it work. So that's how they get the thing started.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you like
the
Foo Fighters.
I love the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl, who is the leader from the Foo Fighters, came from Nirvana after Kurt Cobain blew his head off. This is right up his alley. This is something that he would definitely get into. Once he learned of this, he would be like, that's very cool.
Well, this wouldn't be far for you. You could go to this down in Richmond. It's a couple of hours.
You know, I had never been a big fan of theirs, and then saw them at Jazz Fest 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Fantastic. A fantastic stage show. Just really, really entertaining and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the music is just really just energetic. And so it's classic rock. but for the newer stuff. And I did Grohl because he's the one I told you a few years ago about this documentary or this rockumentary that I saw.
Yeah.
Called Sound City.
Yeah.
And it's all about this studio that was built in the late 60s, like 68, 69.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a legendary studio only because of the soundboard that it had in it. You couldn't replicate the sound that this board made anywhere. So all these bands, just classic bands of the 70s, recorded there. And then it almost died in the 80s. And then some band came back, oh, Tom Petty, and everybody started going there again. And then it almost died at the end of the 80s. And then the Foo Fighters came up, and they were like, we have to go record at this place. And then it almost died in the 2000s. Then it started to get a little punk rock stuff. And then finally it closed up in like 2010. Well, Dave Grohl bought the soundboard for it from the studio and moved it to his house and built a studio around it and invited all the bands and performers who had ever recorded on it to come record a new album with original content on that board, and they released it, and Paul McCartney was on it, and Tom Petty, and Neil Young, and just all the Fleetwood Mac, and they released the album a couple of years ago, and it was a great album, so it's just a neat, neat story. So Grohl is perfect for this kind of concert.
Well, there you go. And Richmond, Virginia, isn't that where this guy Brat is from?
Yes.
Wasn't that where Brat
Dave Brat,
from?
Yeah.
Right. A lot of controversy about him over the weekend. Some people saying he's not that bright, even though he's supposedly an economy professor. You can now understand how everybody's going to dig.
Hey, listen, when a guy gets into the national limelight like that, everybody's going to start digging.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, taking shots at him.
Supposedly doesn't have the Princeton education he said he did. Blah, 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 blah.
He's smart enough to win an election.
But he got the election. Well, I don't even think he planned on winning. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Day to you, 33 after the hour, Monday morning. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program, Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler. Now the ladies are gone, although I think they start trickling back. I said, they.
Yeah, Jennifer should be back, tomorrow, I don't think.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yes. A survey of 10,000 adults found that Republicans and Democrats are more divided along ideological and partisan lines than at any time during the last 20 years. The Pew Research Center says the divisions are greatest among those who are the most engaged and active in the political process, noting share of Americans who express consistently liberal or conservative views has doubled from 10% to 20% over the past couple of decades. What does that mean? What does all that mean? So we know we're divided.
Right.
Divided. What is the old? United we stand, divided we fall. This continues to chip away at the solid base that America was founded on. That's the way I see it. And not helped by the news media. Nothing much is helped by the news media other than we get bits and pieces of information. I'm listening to some of the coverage of the passing of Casey Kasem. And all of it, not a little of it, but all of it, focusing on the dispute between his daughters and his current wife. Are they talking? Are the stories about Casey and what he did as an iconoclastic contributor to American culture? No. It's all about the fight between the families. What nonsense. They can all go to hell as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to talk about
now
that.
We'll begin the fight over the money.
Yeah, right. Who's going to get what?
Mm-hmm.
So the television report, by the way, coming up in a few minutes, highlight a couple of things that not necessarily you may know about with regard to Alex Trebek, who's another icon. Look at all of these people who have done one thing with their career or who are noted. I don't know much about Alex Trebek. My daughter, when she was teaching in a school in Los Angeles, had his daughter as a student. She said they were very pleasant people. Well, why shouldn't they be? There's something about people in celebrity. You think somebody whose name is well known or who become visible are different than you and me? How is it that you think that?
Lots of time they have this feeling of superiority.
You think that the people who are well known become that way? Is that what you're suggesting? Or people think they feel that way? What do you mean?
Yes.
Yes,
both.
Okay.
Both.
Well, I think sometimes that does happen. Best case in point recently is what happened to Representative What's-His-Face from Richmond, who lost because... Cantor, right. Eric Cantor was the number two guy of the Republican Party in the House. He became an arrogant a-hole. And that is what ruined the game for him. Well, why is it that people don't see that?
I don't know about the arrogance, but his people in his district certainly felt that he was disconnected to them.
Everything I read about him is that his hubris was off the charts. That he thought he was something. What, he began to believe his own press, Richie.
Well, I mean, once you become one of the national players, like you did.
Why do you have to become an a-hole?
I don't know, but I'm just saying his people became disconnected with him. They didn't feel like he was representing them.
He was representing him.
Right.
It was all about him. It was about his people.
And furthering his career, his national career. That's when you get voted out.
Gone. Bye-bye. Adios. See you later. So here's this motorcyclist who was convicted of aggravating, fleeing, and eluding police. He's going to be sentenced. His name is Hamza Ali Ben Hala. Led police on a high-speed chase. Ken, did you find this video yet? He recorded it on a video camera that he had mounted to the back of his Honda CBR 1000. That's a big bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, 7 minutes posted on YouTube. According to the charges, he goaded and baited police into chasing him when police attempted to stop him for speeding. The video shows a police car with lights flashing following the motorcycle into a BP station. The chase is on and the squad car breaks off the pursuit only to pick it up again. The bike did not have licenses mounted on the back of it.
Ah, smart.
And that's why the police officer at first went after it. Then he noticed the camera, figured the driver would post it on the internet, so they were watching.
So they just waited.
Waited for him to post it.
Stupid.
And he did.
Genius.
Wow.
Apparently he did the same thing in another community and had a good time videoing that, too. He'd done it before. His attorney tried to argue the police had no way of knowing it was his client because there was no license plate on the motorcycle.
Right.
Uh-huh. Apparently.
So their client posted a video of somebody else running from the police.
Right.
That's what it must have been.
Yeah. Goading him.
I tell you what, these guys on these crotch rockets, they are
suicide
machines, yeah.
Wow, I haven't heard that. Reference. They call it crotch rockets.
Crotch rockets, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we were riding down the Beltway yesterday. Went from our house in Virginia to my brother's house near Annapolis.
Uh-huh.
And on the way, we see this guy riding, one of these bikes.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but he's looking at a car next to him, and I think the kids were giving him a thumbs up or something like that in the car next to him.
Yeah.
At 70 miles an hour, he cracks fourth gear and does a wheelie for about 300 yards.
At 70 miles an hour.
At 70 miles an hour.
You gotta be out of your mind, man.
And I said, Sean, watch. You're about to see somebody die. And thank God he was able to put it back down, and he gave the kids a thumbs up, and he got off the next exit and went on his way. But I'm just like, that guy, he's on a death wish.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Casey Kasem died on Father's Day. As Father's Day approached, he was in hospice care. Daughter had him taken off of all food and liquid. Anybody who has any experience with hospice knows what that means, what that moment is about. In the case of the warring family, the wife versus the children, life became uglier than death. I don't have all the information, so I don't really know that I'm qualified to say this one was right and that one was wrong. But I do think that somehow, some way, these people ought to have woken up and realized that Casey Kasem's death was not all about them. Courts got involved, family creating or allowing what is basically, in my mind, a disrespectful death. But I don't know all of the pieces of the pie. I just know that Casey Kasem deserved a better end than to have us know about bed sores and but why can't the family put their egos aside, call the truce, work together, handle their differences? Why?
$1,000 says they sign for a reality TV show in the next month.
Oh. Whew. So what do we learn? What do the rest of us learn about the death of a loved one for perhaps your circumstances moving forward? I think it is something to think about. Also, piece of audio here. I don't know how much sound you have, Richie, of me talking to Casey Kasem and just sort of enjoying each other's company for a while on the radio. Here's a bit and piece of that conversation. Or a piece and a bit.
Let me go.
Of that conversation.
Hit this button then.
Yeah. What do you feel about your beginnings? Spend a little time talking about how you got started. There are some great stories about you in the early days, but I don't want to tell them because I want you to tell them.
Well, I started out wanting to be a baseball player and play for the Detroit Tigers because I grew up in Detroit. But when I got to high school and played in the high school baseball team, I realized pretty quickly that I wasn't going to make it in baseball. And my fallback was I had a flair for drama, and I was in the radio club. And while I did the announcements on Tuesdays and Thursdays mornings, I added sports to it, and we did a sports show. So I was on twice a week for the last couple of years that I was in high school and got a lot of experience. And then that paid off because when I went to college, I was able to work my way through college by being on the Lone Ranger show and Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. I could play kids anywhere from 12 to 20.
Now, that was WXYT, where some of the great drama, people who may go back a ways, we're talking about in the 40s and the early 50s.
That's right.
And these shows were produced at WXYT in Detroit, the drama. I mean, it must have been a real, you as a kid, you must have pinched yourself being in the theater with those people.
You're absolutely right. And not many people realize how important it is to an 18-year-old who is in just starting college and doing a network radio show that has been on for years and years and admired for years. That's the Lone Ranger. And I was able to get my start there, and it gave me a good feeling about myself through the years.
And you know, it was really interesting. I was remembering some things that conversation went on with us. I think he was on the program a couple of times, and I remember thinking, and I think I asked him, because I started somewhat the same way, but I didn't have the opportunity to get into things because there was nothing going on in Boston like was going on in Detroit. And then he went to Cleveland and worked in radio there. But I say worked. I'm going to call this stuff work. This is just, it is us being us, in a sense. And he was a character actor, though. In part, that's how he, and he explained it there, that's how he got started. He was an actor. And a lot of people from that era got started, their voices were trained. And what people thought they wanted, and in fact did want, during that era, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, they wanted the people on the air to have a big voice. The big voiced announcers. So that's how you trained yourself. Casey was a little guy in stature. He was not a big man at all. But somehow or other, he was able to develop his voice and make it sound bigger than he was. And that was always the trick. The people, I remember the people I grew up with that I listened to on the radio, and their voices were so big. They really would. They'd fill up the room. And that's kind of what you look for in somebody that's, I don't have a voice like that. I don't know what people think of my voice. I hope that you find it pleasant, but I didn't school myself. The only thing I did with my voice was try to lose the New England accent.
Yeah.
Other than that, Casey
sneaks back in every now and then, but yeah.
Yeah, it does sneak in every once in a while. How are you doing, Richie? You got a nice cat?
That's
got
to be hard. I think about that all the time, how it must be.
Well, but think about this. Young lady who's playing the FBI agent on 24 is Australian. She had to lose her Australian accent. Hugh Laurie, who's Australian, had to lose that and sound like an American to get the job. And it seems so easy to do. Can you do that? Like becoming good at speaking a foreign language means you think in that language. So do you have to think before every word comes out if you're Australian how to make yourself sound like an American? Or do you it just happens? I think
it amazes me.
It is amazing. Speaking of amazing, television report, info on the world of TV, including some news on 24 coming right up here on Good Day.
Want to get music and navigation combined? The in-dash Sony AV receivers with navigation deliver high-fidelity audio, best-in-class video quality, and navigation from TomTom. Listen to music from your iPod or iPhone. Watch videos on this all-in-one system, which comes preloaded with maps of the U.S. and Canada and has the latest maps guaranteed. With its Bluetooth technology, you can receive phone calls hands-free and stream music wirelessly. Learn more at sony.com/navigation.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $2.19 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to lumberliquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco Professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30th, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
There was 57 channels. Matt Lauer in the television news today, extending his contract for at least another 3 years on the Today Show at $25 million a year.
Really?
I think that's the bottom line of the story.
Wow.
You can say what you want about other anecdotal references to Ann Curry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He still holds down the fort, has more name recognition. They do Q studies. New York Times says he comes out better than anybody else. So, hello. Another 3 years plus for Matt Lauer.
Kind of over him.
Yeah. It has taken a circuitous route, but tonight on Fox at 9 o'clock, 24 will air its 200th episode.
Oh, cha-ching. That's the big money number.
A lot of money involved in that. But they don't really do with 24 like they've done with so many other shows, and that is put them out into syndication.
You know why?
Right.
Because you can't just sit down. You can sit down and watch one Friends episode.
Yeah, you can't do that with
You can't do that with 24.
Yeah. The centerpiece of the episode tonight involves President William Devane is the character's
Heller.
Name. His name is Heller as president. Agreeing to hand himself over to the terrorists. Apparently this is going to be a big time deal tonight.
Yeah, they show him in the middle of Wembley Stadium and a drone getting ready to come after him.
Yeah. Mary Steenburgen is checking into Litchfield. The Academy Award winner will appear on season 3 of Orange is the New Black, according to TV Guide. And NBC is developing a television show on the early years of the Beatles. That'll be interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of some of the important news from the world of medicine this past week. I've forgotten how you are when it comes to Barbara Streisand. I know other members of my staff are not particularly intrigued with her, but I think to a certain extent you have regard for her music, because it seems to me when we've done our Saturday program, you've wanted us to have some music from Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand says that not enough money is being spent on the number one killer of women. More disease, more focus on men, not enough on women. Is there a difference in how men are affected by heart disease versus women?
Well, I admire Barbara Streisand for her singing abilities, and I just want to take the politics out of healthcare. But absolutely, we need more attention to women. You ask in a poll what women's biggest risk to good health is, and most will say their breast cancer risk, but it's actually 7 times more their risk of heart disease. And the number one killer of women each year since about 1988, higher than men, in fact, since 1988, is heart disease.
Yeah.
Is unexplained fatigue in a woman, you have to think heart disease. Women get their symptoms upside down. Men get chest pain, shortness of breath, and fatigue, and you know, maybe men get them upside down, but it's reversed for women. They get more likely fatigue, then shortness of breath, and then chest discomfort. When a woman has unexplained fatigue and she's postmenopausal and a little blood pressure, diabetes, and cholesterol, I am thinking the heart. Even without all those risk factors, I wonder about the heart.
See how easy it is to get Dr. Ken going? One, see, his passion is taking care of your heart. It's very cool. John Glenn, speaking of hearts, has received a new valve, a heart valve, under what circumstances? He's, what, about 80... six, seven, eight, something
well,
like that.
Well, former astronaut and U.S. Senator John Glenn has had a heart valve replacement just a few weeks, Doug, before his 93rd birthday.
93, God
love
you.
Will be July 18th. Senator Glenn had a minimally invasive version of the valve replacement procedure at the Cleveland Clinic in May and is recovering well. It was just announced this week.
So that valve, is that we all have? Well, you've told me I have a little weakness in one of the valves. The older you get, does that become more pronounced? And is it likely to be something like when I'm 93, someone's going to have to do the same thing to me?
Well, they haven't announced which of the four heart valves it is, but I'm guessing it is his exit door of the heart, the aortic valve, which as it opens and closes a couple of billion times in a lifetime, wear and tear develops and it calcifies, and if too much calcium develops, it doesn't open adequately, and then you have to go and do something about it. We have these amazingly high-tech ways through a catheter now to do it without opening you up, or minimally invasive without having to open up your entire chest, and that's the way he had it.
All right. Good news for those who eat a lot of protein. It may be good for what?
There is some good news here. Neurology, reducing the biggest concern that people who walk into my office have. Diets rich in protein appear to reduce a person's risk of stroke, particularly if it's lean animal protein like fish. People with the highest amounts of animal protein in their diet, they were 20% less likely to suffer a stroke compared to those who ate little to no protein. And low-fat dairy products is also a great source of protein.
Yeah. Yeah, hear it for dairy products. Yeah. All right, let's hear it for a product that will get rid of the puffiness under your eyes, the bags under your eyes, the lines around your eyes. This is something that's scientifically on the top of the pile. That's why Ken likes it.
Ladies, are you tired of trying wrinkle creams that simply don't work? And what about those bags under your eyes? That's why Genucel with Instant Effects is different. Genucel uses Isoril and state-of-the-art stem cell technology to target bags and puffiness under the eyes, and the results are incredible. You can also say goodbye to the fine lines and crow's feet around your eyes. In fact, you'll see results in 12 hours or your money back. Chamonix has been making the most effective all-natural skincare for 15 years. Chamonix products work better than anything you've ever used, and the results are transformative. Genucel is simply amazing, so stop the guessing game and start looking younger today. You'll see results in 12 hours and a complete transformation of your skin in 30 days, or guess what? Your money back.
800-822-6145 for Genucel. Order it right now. Mention Dr. Ken and get the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment absolutely free with your order. 800-822-6145. Combat wrinkles and facial lines. No Botox or surgery. Just a good American product. Genucel. 800-822-6145. You hear how enthusiastic Dr. Ken is about it. So get it and get rid of those wrinkles. Puffiness, bags under your eyes. 800-822-6145. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.